Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, August 26th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Trump administration plans to revoke federal approval for Ocean City Wind Farm. The Trump administration announced plans to revoke the federal permit issued to U.S. Wind for a wind farm off the coast of Ocean City. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is reconsidering its approval, intending to take action by September 12th. Ocean City, which sued the government last year to block the project, is also involved in the decision. U.S. Wind is fighting to maintain its 2024 federal permit, stating confidence in its legality after a rigorous review process. The company's Vice President of External Affairs, Nancy Sopko, emphasized their belief in the validity of the permit despite ongoing litigation.
Dominion Energy shares fall as Trump wind policies raise risks for Virginia offshore project. Dominion Energy shares dropped 2.7% on Monday due to the Trump administration's crackdown on offshore wind projects, raising concerns about the future of the company's Virginia development. The administration's actions, including ordering Ørsted to halt construction on its Revolution Wind project and planning to revoke federal approval for the $6 billion Maryland offshore wind project, have added uncertainty. Dominion's Coastal Virginia offshore wind project, a 2.6 gigawatt facility under construction, faces risks. The $10.7 billion project, set to power 660,000 homes, is scheduled to start producing electricity in early 2026. Higher expenses have led to a 9% cost estimate increase. The developments have cast doubt on the U.S. offshore wind industry's outlook, already under pressure from cost and supply chain challenges.
State roundup. Trump threatens to pull key bridge funds as more attacks guard deployment. Breaking. ICE detains Abrego Garcia. Public school math grades drop. In a breaking development, Kilmar Abrego Garcia was detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement after a required check-in, despite being released pending trial on human smuggling charges. Meanwhile, President Trump clashed with Governor Wes Moore, threatening to pull federal funds for the Key Bridge reconstruction. Advocates warn that Trump's actions could hinder progress in Baltimore. Additionally, Maryland public school math grades have seen a decline, raising concerns. The Trump administration intends to deport Abrego Garcia to Uganda, sparking further controversy. Stay tuned for more updates on these unfolding stories.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.